This message is brought to you by The Covenant Nation.
Hallelujah. Can we give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all the praise and all the glory? Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and grateful for Wolfbeck. Thank you for this preparation that you are taking us through. We give you praise for the word that you've been sending our way, starting from the set man over this house, Pastor Kpoju. The eye-opening revelations you've taken us through, every speaker has delivered your will for the season. We are truthfully grateful. We give you all of the praise. Now, Holy Spirit, in this session, we ask that you have your way. Teach us by yourself. Glorify Jesus. And for all you do, I vow to return all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Pastor, thank you so very much. This is a high honor for us to be a part of what we've always followed over the years. And I'm trusting God that He will add yet again something extra this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And so we already had the review from Pastor Kpoju, so we can go right into what the Lord has for us. Today we'll be sharing on the pain of rebirth. The pain of rebirth. I've been told that this is supposed to be a teaching session, so we'll take our time without taking much time. The pain of rebirth, and we are considering this as the eagle's path. The pain of rebirth. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that do wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So there again we see the wings, we see the eagle, and we see the wind. We examined that yesterday, but we want to highlight what every eagle must subscribe to, and that is rebirth. The eagle, we are told, can live up to 70 years on one condition. That on the 40th year, it makes a decision either to die or to be reborn to live. And that rebirth takes pain. Prophet Danso already began to examine that. And so after the session, I told him, I said, you are going into my teaching for tomorrow. The beak must be broken. The feathers must be plucked up. And it must do that on the 40th year, not the 41st. Not the 38th, not the 39th. This is why timing is crucial. But this takes a lot of pain. So yesterday we looked at the glory of the eagle, but now I'm showing you the pain of the eagle. Every eagle must subscribe to this pain, and very shortly we'll see where faith comes into this walk of the eagle. They that do wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So just like natural eagles go through the pain of rebirth, every spiritual eagle must subscribe and embrace the pain of rebirth. Before the glory comes the pain. There is pain that the eagle must subscribe to in order to be reborn. And so we want to quickly examine these main points, and then we'll go into some other things as we go ahead. The first thing we must appreciate is the necessity of rebirth. The eagle cannot even subscribe to this pain in the comfort zone. The eagle must subscribe to this pain in the place of separation. So the eagle mounts up to the mountain, separates itself. No one knows where the eagle is. Missing in flight doesn't mean the future doesn't still have a flight. That no one knows where you are seated now doesn't mean in your future that will not change. But there is a pain that must be subscribed to the necessity of rebirth. Rebirth is not optional. It is essential for growth. I'm saying this because I sense in my spirit that a number of us, as soon as Wafbeck ends, there is a mountain to climb. There is a separation to embrace. There are pains you've been running away from to now hug and embrace and say, it is necessary for my next level. The reason why many have overstayed at a realm is because they are afraid of the pain that the next level calls for. No one ever ascends to the next level without embracing the necessity of rebirth. So one, we want to ensure that we understand that there is a necessity to this thing. It is not optional. We are talking about the eagle, talking about the wind, talking about the wings. Hear this. There is a necessity of rebirth. Number two thing we must consider is the pain in the process. Psalms chapter 34 verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from them all. Pain often accompanies transformation. So, I must emphasize before we go too deep into this that pain is not punishment. Pain is preparation. Pain is not punishment. Pain is preparation. Number three thing we want to quickly consider, very quickly. I know it seems like I'm going very fast, but please follow this. There is the necessity of rebirth. There is the pain in the process. Number three is there is a wilderness season for every man, for every ego that truly soars. Jesus Christ, our perfect example of the eagle of eagles. After his announcement, the Bible says the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Until we change our perspective of the word wilderness, we will never embrace entering one. It wasn't the devil that led him, but the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Jesus had to enter into the wilderness. And if you follow the Gospels very well, that was after his announcement. He was proclaimed as the Son of God. He was stamped by that voice that came from heaven. And immediately, the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Last year, 2024, the Lord said to me personally, and then gave the word that we can begin to spread it everywhere we go, that it is time for believers to dwell in the wilderness and only visit the city. That does not mean changing your physical location. It's talking about the state of your walk with God. He said, dwell in the wilderness. Haven't you read? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. There is a place to dwell. The problem is many of us are visiting his presence. We don't live there. He didn't say visit. He said dwell there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. The Bible says about John that he remained in the wilderness until his time of showing. Don't be among those showing who are not dwelling. There is a difference between you announcing yourself and him announcing you. when it is your time to be announced, even those who will announce you may not be giving notice ahead of time. It is God saying, time has come. I know this one. I have tested him. I have proven him. I have dealt with him. I have broken him down. He understands what this is about. When it was time to be shown, for John, nothing could stop. In fact, study the scripture very well. You will notice that everybody came to meet him in the wilderness. When you are well prepared, your location is not the issue. There is a wilderness that the path of the eagle reveals to us that is necessary. For the vision, Habakkuk 2:3 is yet for an appointed time. At the end or after the process, it shall speak. Yes, the vision may be true, but have you gone through the wilderness? Because it is preparatory. Number four thing as a key point that we want to note this afternoon is that there is a currency of faith. In fact, the Lord began to deal with me. The eagle represents, oh my God, the faith of the eagle is so strong that the eagle is sure that it will return back. Even with the pain of the process, the eagle knows I am coming back. Nobody may know where I am, but I will not die waiting. I will not die in hiding. I love that song by Bishop Paul Mountain. I don't mind waiting. Is it Bishop Paul Mountain or who? Juanita Bynum. I don't mind waiting. That's why I said the Lord told me, tell your generation, this your generation that is always in a haste, let them get comfortable in not being known. That's how our fathers, that's how people like Pastor Portu came up. Let them get comfortable not being known. You don't have to be everywhere to be known. When he knows you, there are 2-3 places God may take you to that destiny opens. You can go to 100 places on your own and nobody knows you. Let's go back to hiding. We are trying to show what has not been cooked. There are too many undone meals, too many undone steak, partially baked steak. There are people cooking, oh. And when it is time, you discover, you are wondering, where did they come from? How? This is very crucial. Faith. Why do we need faith in the case of the eagle? Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 16, it says, redeeming the time. I'm showing you another dimension of faith that goes beyond what it can buy in terms of material things. That is part of it. But now, redeeming the time, buying the time, utilizing the time, making the most of the time. We heard yesterday Prophet Danso said it takes, I think, 150 days. Now, it is a noted fact that the eagle is not eating. No big to eat. But it must be feeding on something beyond the natural. Let me give you another dimension now. There are times your physical mouth has to close and to refuse food to feed on the real one. The fasting doesn't change God. It prepares you for what has been prepared for you. It doesn't change God. Our fasting will not move God. Our fasting will move us towards Him. These things are very important. So the eagle is there redeeming the time in faith, knowing I will fly again. 5 months for 30 years is worth it. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I'm speaking your language, and you know that this is the word you have been waiting for. There is work to do. This fast that is being called after Wolfberg, don't take it ordinarily. Oh, I've been fed with the word of God. I'm ready to fly. Wait first. And we heard it yesterday. We don't move to wait. My God. We wait to move. I am here to announce to you the waiting is not over. It's just about to begin. And as part of the instructions you are writing down, write that down. What is my waiting like? After we share, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The waiting we are talking about goes beyond the corporate one to a personal one. The Lord is saying to somebody, your wings are getting old. Your peak is not sharp as it used to be. The wind hasn't changed, but the eagle is not ready. And what the eagle must agree to accept is the pain of rebirth and must enter in this process with faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It will be a risk for me to think I have come to share with you. I have come to share with what is already happening. Every one of us must embrace the pain of rebirth for the next phase. Oh my God. Rebirth is not the end. It's the door to a new phase. And so the eagle can come down from the mountain after 150 days. And the wind seems like it's different, but it's not really different. What has happened is the eagle is different. The peak is different. The wings are different. And night can now begin to soar on the wings of faith. Faith is needed to know that you have not seen the best of God. Faith is needed to know that there are dimensions of God nobody has touched. Faith is needed for you to know that this journey is not the end, it's just the beginning. It's not the end, it's just a bend. You're on your way to higher grounds. So you put all the teachings of faith you have received, all the teachings on, you know, personal transformation you have received, you put all the teachings that are going on, and now embrace the pain. A generation that does not like the pain cannot really experience the greater glory. The pain of rebirth. So all of that is just to give us a foundation. Number five, if you are following, is the outcomes of rebirth. What are the outcomes of rebirth? Soaring. Look at that. Running. And walking. One thing after rebirth is you can't remain the same. You are either walking, or you are running, or you are soaring. Isaiah 40 verse 31. This will lead to new strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, we see there the new strength available. If we can have that, 2 Corinthians, please, chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. We've heard a lot of that teaching. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Strength. My God. It is in that place of weakness, that place of rebirth, that strength comes. You will like this. This transformation that takes place at the rebirth will also lead to elevated perspective. You begin to see things differently. The things you wasted energy on before, you don't have the time for them anymore. Psalm 103 verse 5. He will renew who satisfied our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Do you know what this elevator, I just heard the Spirit of God, what this elevator perspective really talks about is you become current in the move of God. It's not a thing of age. You know how God is moving in the now. You won't be so stuck in your old perspective, which was right, but because there is a shift, you can flow with what He is doing in the now. How He's doing it in the now. What more? This transformation, this is all under number 5, will lead to a clear vision. My God. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Thou hast well seen. I will hasten my word to perform it. What more? This transformation will lead to lasting fruitfulness. John chapter 15 verse 2. You continue to bear fruit. You remain relevant. So these are the instructions. Number one instruction is locate your wilderness. To soar on the wings of faith, embracing the pain of the process. Number one, locate your wilderness. Luke 1:80, we read that earlier on. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. We already know that the wilderness is preparatory. So where is the wilderness? Not a physical location now. And you would understand what I'm saying in just a moment. But you must locate the timing. Oh my God. You must locate the season of your wilderness. You must be that sensitive. Ah, now I see this 2025 is preparatory. This month of January is beyond Wolfbeck. It is preparatory to the things that are ahead of me. So locate your wilderness. Number two instruction today is embrace the pain. Waiting on God is not wasting. Embrace the pain. Don't resist the pruning or renewal process. It is for growth. So we must begin to recognize where God is pruning us. We must begin to surrender willingly to His process. Number three instruction is cultivate patience. Who through faith and what? Patience obtained the promise. We must embrace or cultivate patience. Romans chapter 8 verse 25, the word says, but if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. What happens if the ego gives up on the third day? Or the 50th day? Or the 100th day? Close is not good enough. Who through faith and patience obtained the promise? There is a point you get to where you say, I'm not coming down from this thing until I receive a stamp. Who through faith and patience obtained the promise? You can't truly teach faith without patience. Abraham, the father of faith, still waited until the promise came through. So we must begin to develop a posture of waiting through prayer. One of the things I love is how Pastor Kwaju teaches the word and teaches on meditation.
I think there needs to be a recall to the body on the practice of meditation. It's great reading the word, but allowing the word enter you. I just heard in my spirit, tell them to allow the word marinate them. There are juices here that you put together. Let it stay. Let it stick. Sit on one thing 24 hours. Sit on it. It says meditate day and night. Meditate day and night. What did people like Kenneth Hagin see in Mark 11:23 that 70 years was not enough to teach? Meditation on the word. Meditation on the word. So we are praying, we are meditating. All that is helping us maintain a posture of patience. What more? Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. We need to renew and rekindle that relationship. Beyond the manifestations of the Spirit, I am hearing, I need a relationship with you. Don't come around the Holy Ghost just asking him to move for a show. He wants to talk. He loves to talk. He loves to relate. He is a person. He can be offended. He can be excited. He's the greatest of all teachers. If the Holy Ghost opens your eyes to one verse, you will be shocked. The best of pastors, the best of preachers, the best of evangelists cannot show you what he will show you. The Holy Spirit. So we must cultivate patience. Number four instruction. I'm taking time to do this and it's very instructive. You go back home and meditate on these things. Number four instruction this afternoon is you must prepare for a shift. There is what you do when you know something is on the way. There must be an intentional preparation. I want to challenge you to take the fast ahead of you very seriously. Take time preparing for it before it begins. Knowing that there is a shift at the end of this thing. The Lord told me in the quiet place, in the secret place, he said, the year 2025 for many of you will be a year of shifts with an S. Not shift, but shifts with an S. But I should quickly tell you, shift oftentimes comes with pain. After these things are shared publicly now, you may not have to share them with anybody again. There are things you don't go around saying, you know, I'm waiting on God. You know, I've not had anything to eat for 5 days or for 7 days. It's not for discussion. You are so into what is happening that you don't have time to discuss. So you must prepare for shifts. Strengthen your relationship with God in the process. Get to know him beyond the letter. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. In preparing for the shift, develop yourself. If it's not in the pulpit ministry that I've been called to, develop yourself in the skill that is required. In preparing for a shift, you may also need to shift relationships. All these are part of preparing for the shifts. And finally, number five, soar with purpose. I began to say something yesterday. I don't know if I have the liberty to continue on that line now, but make sure you are doing what he asked you to do, not what they are doing. Soar with purpose. Don't use your faith to copy the result of another. Use your faith to do what he has sent you to do. That may seem very simple, but I think it's beyond the surface. A For before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Jeremiah 1:5. And before you came out, I ordained you. So there is, oh my God, there is what you were crafted for. Make sure you are not just flying because there is wind. Make sure you are not just flying because now it seems like the wings of faith have been released. Make sure it is with purpose. Okay, flying to where? Soaring to where? Arriving where? Because for every departure, there should be an arrival. This is time to now go and begin to revisit the things God told you years ago that He has called you to. And after this pain of renewal, you take off with purpose, with a destination in view. This is my assignment. This is my calling. This is what He has called me to do. This is what He has sent me to do. Align your priorities with God's plan for your life. So we have said all this to say, rebirth is not an easy journey, but it is a necessary journey in the long term. There is something about the year 2025. How many can sense it? You know that there is something unique about this year. It is beyond just any other kind of, there is something unique. Now, we heard yesterday, at least the session I was here physically, before you start moving, wait. We don't move to wait. We wait. Let me tell you this. Not just to move, but to soar. You can't compare the one soaring with the one running. And so we heard yesterday, they went ahead. Jesus went to the secret place and He met them. Because of the things ahead of us this year, it's important we wait first. Because of the things ahead, the obstacles ahead, it's important we wait first. Oh, I just heard something which is very strange. There is no go slow in the air. Those that are running because many are around. But those who will wait are not waiting to run. They are waiting to soar. The winds may seem contrary, but that is the excitement of the DNA in the ego. There is what you have heard from the world. There is what has happened to your faith. There is the assurance of the wind. But then there is the requirement of waiting. In the process of waiting, we are getting the word to run with. In the process of waiting, our faith is being strengthened. In the process of waiting, the intensity of the wind is gathering. And when it is time, on your marks, get set, soar. This is the word of the Lord for all of us, including myself. How we will know that this thing hits you is what you will begin to do from Monday. It is not the screaming in the auditorium. It is what happens in your secret place. Okay, now Wafbeck is over by Sunday night. What next? Because by next year, I'm sure this will not be the theme. Because others have taken off. Oh my God. They've taken off. So why will Pastor now bring us? Except for new people. But others have taken off. So it may be something around what happens in the sky. So this is now giving all of us who seem to be latecomers a level playing ground. This is what the fathers do. Let's go back and wait. Beyond the pulpit, there is a place where no one sees. There is a place where no one goes to check what is happening, but that is the place where God dwells. That is preparation for what is ahead of us. O ego, there is a pain that comes with rebirth. But we will not settle. O ego, we will not settle. There are years ahead of us. There are mountains to be conquered. There are territories to be affected. There is a mandate and a mission and a prophecy over your life that must be activated. But it will take a separation, a waiting upon God, brooding on the word we have heard, line upon line, precept upon precept, a separation. It is all right not to be found. It is okay not to be popular. It's all right. The pain of rebirth is the journey of every ego. And if we have always looked at, since the conference began, the ego, the wings, the wind, all of that is not replacement for the pain. There are wings, the wings, the feathers must be plucked up. The ego survives eating good meal, the beak must be cut off. The wind hasn't stopped blowing, the wind is still blowing. Yet the ego must still go and wait. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The strength of 2024 is not enough for the assignment of 2025. Be very intentional this year not to copy and paste. What is God saying to me for 2025? What is He saying worked last year that I shouldn't do? Because there is a shift. Shifts. And there is a pain to be embraced. I pray that this word finds a resting place in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Please rise on your feet. Hallelujah. Let's just appreciate the Lord and give Him all the praise and all the glory. Let's honor Him. I'm sorry if it seems like I'm too fast. I honor this house so much. Let's lift up our hands and just... Pastor will teach us about how you can sing. Now, this is the time to sing your own song. You can do so. Oh, ratale katabalabaya dabadaya. Oh, sefena manaya. I don't know about you, but I can see the demand starting from next week of things that are necessary. Maybe the Lord is now opening your eyes to see that these feathers are old, they must be plucked off. He's opening your eyes to see that the beak must be plucked off. Enough of you and I still feeding on shallow things. Oh, come on, Covenant Nation. Waft back 2025. This is that year where we wait. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please quickly listen. Lend me your ears for 30 seconds or so. The things that are shared, I don't think they are just for you, but for me. There is something that happens when you come to a place like this. I didn't come as an instructor. I came as a partaker. Even when I'm not here teaching, I'm following the sessions. And it's amazing how everything is coming together. And many of us have never met before. Please, let's take this thing serious. And let's take where we are very seriously. Pastor, from the depth of my heart, I want to say thank you. I really, really honor you. Pastor, I really mean it. And this is why I know that God didn't send us to say everything. So I don't need the whole time. That's the truth. I don't need the whole time. It will flow with whatever if I stick to what he has asked me to do. God forbid that I will stay here and I'm giving 1 hour and I'm using more than that. That's not where I came from. So if I finish 20 minutes before time, Pastor may give you a longer break to go and meditate on the things we've heard. Wafbeck, we love you. My wife and I deeply appreciate you. Thank you so much.